This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Bomani Jones is going to join us on the show. We'll get his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to have a lot of national voices join us over the course of the next couple of days to kind of recap the Chiefs season that came to a close last Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers. Before we do that, let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Now, I'm not going to make it seem like I had some super original take when it came to the Buffalo Bills, but I feel like a lot of the media is shifting to the take that I had last week. There's only one team that has to win the AFC. It doesn't have to be Jacksonville. It doesn't have to be Pittsburgh. It doesn't have to be Denver. It has to be Buffalo this year. It is a Super Bowl or bust situation. If you could have told Bills fans before the season started, you could go into a scenario with no Patrick Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson, and no Joe Burrow, and you were the only... Yes, what do I need to do? Bills fans would have gave up years of their life to be in that scenario. Well, that scenario seems very, very realistic and very, very possible coming up very, very soon. You have to go to the Super Bowl then if you are the Buffalo Bills. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, oh, well, what about we're on the road? I don't want to hear none of that. You just went on the road and you just beat New England a couple of days ago. You've shown me that you can go on the road and beat anybody in the National Football League. So I'm happy to see the national voices are now coming around to my stance when it comes to Josh Allen. There are no more excuses.
The only player that looks like he has a chance to get into the postseason field that has more postseason experience than Josh Allen is Aaron Rodgers. And you know, we know it's been a long time, obviously, for him. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are aware of this. Like they talk about this openly, that, you know, if they can get in, and they can still be division champions. Yeah. If they get in, they don't know how the Patriots are going to respond right in adverse conditions in the playoffs. Yeah. You don't know that about the Jaguars or the Broncos. You know, like these are teams that they might be great, but the Bills feel like they know what they are in the playoffs and they've won these games and they feel like they're going to go into it with a great deal of confidence. Now, does that help them stop the run? That's a big question, obviously. Right. But when you have that experience and you have that quarterback, that absolute freak of a quarterback that brought them back from 21-0 down in New England in a must-win game for their the confidence only rises.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Juice or not, but at the end of the movie Juice, Omar Epps' character is walking off. And there's this kid that's in the crowd. Kid in the crowd looks at Omar Epps and says, "You got the juice now." That's where we are right now with Josh Allen. I know you might not want to hear this, and I get it. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is number one on the quarterback power ranking depth chart. He's number one. I know he doesn't have the accolades of Patrick Mahomes. I know he doesn't. I get all of that. I completely understand. But right now, I think you have to give him the belt. He is the temporary champion. He's the interim champion, and we'll find out if he can take over the belt full time. But right now, you got to hand him the belt. You can't miss the playoffs. You can't potentially not start the beginning of the season and still think you're the heavyweight champion of the world. No, somebody else got to hold the belt for right now. We need a title holder. Josh Allen has the belt. Bro, if you don't figure out a way to get to this one and figure out a way to outduel Bo Nix or Trevor Lawrence or C.J. Stroud or Drake May, when you've been used to going up against Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, those have been your battles for the first 7-8 years of your career, you will never live this down in my book. Never. I'm serious. You will never live this down. There's only one team going into the playoffs with that amount of pressure. Maybe you would argue the Rams just because their quarterback's so old. But, I mean, if the Rams don't go, I mean, Stafford's already got one. We already think, I mean, right now, I would say Stafford. If Stafford gets the Rams to a Super Bowl, he goes from being a borderline Hall of Famer to a for sure Hall of Famer. You go to two different Super Bowls and you won one and you maybe could get your second one. There's no question that Matthew Stafford will go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and he might win NFL MVP this year. That might be enough to get him over the hump. Josh Allen, Buffalo, you better figure out a way to do this, or I'm telling you, you've had some rough off seasons. You do not want to know the offseason you were about to have if you blow this thing and you go on the road and you can't figure out a way to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars to advance in the postseason. Now, this is the part that I hate about Josh Allen. I really hate this. Josh Allen's good. He's incredible. I think he's the second best quarterback in the league. But right now, due to the Patrick Mahomes situation, you got to have the belt. And he was definitely playing better than Patrick Mahomes even before the injury happened. So it's not like the injury is the only reason that Mahomes is giving up the belt. Josh Allen is playing as well as any quarterback in the National Football League. But this is my question. Why do they always got to put so much extra sauce on it when they bring up the man? Listen to this.
I have Josh Allen number one and Mahomes number two.
The Bills are a silly, goofy team. I've been saying this in so many ways, but the reality is they have a Josh Allen. We're at a point now where this is arguably the best six-year run of propelling team offense that we've seen from a quarterback.
What? Rob, what did he say? I'm going to play this again. What did he say? This is what? I must have missed something. I had to have missed some words in listening to this. Hold on.
I have Josh Allen number one and Mahomes number two.
The Bills are a silly, goofy team. I've been saying this in so many ways, but the reality is they have a Josh Allen. We're at a point now where this is arguably the best six-year run of propelling team offense that we've seen from a quarterback.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is arguably the greatest six-year stretch of propelling offense we've seen in the history of the NFL. It's not even the best six-year stretch of current NFL quarterbacks. This is the greatest ever. Why do we always got to do this? I don't know why we have to do this with Josh Allen. And we've been doing this now for years, is what we've been doing with Josh Allen. All I can say is it's time. There are no more excuses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.